January 10th, 2019. It's the Watt Pedro Show.
I'm sorry.
Watt from Pedro Show. Hey, Brother Matt. Well, Brother Matt's going to get us some water there. So that was probably a lame time to start the show, but fuck it. I got the Fratelli in town. We're doing an album over at Casa Hanzo, Pizzo's Pad, El Sonio de Marinaio, with new drummer man, Paolo Mangardi. Ah, you heard a voice there. That's our guest. Yeah. Huh? Brother Bosco, welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you.
Hi. Yeah, I should tell about the music. We started off John Coltrane doing Chasing the Train, something he did in a live 1962, November 26th. Wow, it's a year before John F. Kennedy was killed.
Damn. Uh-huh.
Ain't that a weird thing? And then we heard Tristi with Digitano Doba. Now, forgive me if I fuck up your language. You got a beautiful language.
That's fine.
Okay. Brother Bosco, what is your earliest musical memory?
Well, I think one magazine that we used to, you know, read a lot from my parents, mostly. I was influenced from my parents to read that magazine, and there was an article about, I think, punk probably Sex Pistols were the first article I read about, you know, and there was a big picture of Steve Jones playing the guitar, the white Gibson.
Oh yeah.
And that's for me like big thing. Before that, I used to paint NBA basketball players. and I saw Steve Jones, I was like, oh, I should, you know, paint this guy. And after that, I read an article about Ramones, and then when I read about the Clash, I think that, you know, that was the point I started to, you know, grab tons of music.
Okay, you said your parents had big influence on you. Did they do music? Were they musicians?
Nope. But my dad is, you know, a decent vinyl collector. So I had many good albums in my basement. But probably those things were my first, you know, touch with music. Because when I was little, I used to go in basement and I watched all those albums, and I remembered one of the first albums I remember is Jimi Hendrix Experience, Side Experience.
Yeah.
You know, that color. Sorry.
Sure. Purple. For Purple Haze, probably. There was no instruments in your house, no guitar, no piano.
There was acoustic guitar. Yeah.
But who played it? Your father?
Yeah. But you know, he used to play only on the regular chords, C major. You know.
Yeah, we call them cowboy chords.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What about school? Was there music in school?
Nope, not really.
Can you remember the first record that you bought yourself?
Oh, man. I would like to say that The Misfits, but I think that I didn't buy The Misfits. But the first CD I played was Midnight Oil, the band from Australia.
Sure. I think the guy became a politician, the singer.
I think that he's a... Oh, really? I knew that he was some, you know, chemistry professor or scientist, something like that.
Wow. Yeah, I remember those guys, but not too well. Can you remember the first gig you went to?
Sure. That was in my school, and some guys from, you know, older grades were playing, and they had a pretty good band. They were like something like Rage Against the Machine type of, you know, music. And actually, they covered Rage Against the Machine, but they had their own stuff. So I liked it in that time.
What was it, like a talent show?
No, nothing like that. It was like, you know, some sort of do-it-yourself gig, you know?
Okay. No, because I've had a lot of guests on the show, and like some of their first gigs was like playing at the school talent show.
Yeah.
Everything, look, Brother Bosco, everybody's got their own kind of journey, you know. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own journey through music, so that's why I ask. So you never played an instrument in school, like trumpet or drum. So all this stuff was after school. So when did you get your first guitar? Well, you're playing that acoustic, right?
Yes. Well, at first, I wanted to play drums. Because we lived in a small apartment, my dad couldn't afford it, you know, a drum kit, so I played on my boxes from shoe boxes.
A little quieter than pots and pans.
So I remember I used to play Nirvana songs, and to play, you know, over Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl, okay. So did you take lessons?
I took I took jazz guitar lessons. At my 16 years, I think. Something like that. When I was 16, I started to play, you know, jazz guitar, and I've been very lucky because I had a good teacher.
Yeah.
Who was like, he had a great approach. I mean, I should say, very eclectic and oriental too. So that wasn't just, you know, the school basic jazz approach.
Yeah.
We played, you know, lots of improvisation and so in that period of my life, I had a good mix between the punk rock, the hardcore punk, and the jazz.
Okay.
So, you know, I found some, you know, similar hooks between those two genres.
Sure. D Boom was like that too. So by this time you have an electric guitar, right?
Yeah. What? Sorry.
By this time you have an electric guitar, right?
Yes. Okay. Telecaster.
It was a Telecaster. Okay.
Yeah, of course. It wasn't because of the D Boom. It was. Because I was very influenced by Mike Stern.
Okay. Because D Boone, one of his Telecasters right now, Telestage, using to record the Osonia de Marinaio album.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. This guitar has been around. And okay, do you remember your first gig that you played?
Yeah. I played. Oh my god! I know. I played my school, my secondary school. Yeah, we say gymnasia.
Okay.
I play in some crazy grindcore band.
Grindcore.
Yeah, and I played bass.
Oh, you're a bass player.
I am the bass player and the guitar player. In Touristy, I play guitar, but in my other band, I play bass, you know. And
when did you start bass?
Well, I had one hardcore punk band called Homesick Home. I played bass there. We play like, you know, fast, any form mentality. Some sort of, you know, of style music, and there I played bass, let's say professionally, I started in 2009 with my garage rock and roll band called Straight Mick and the Boys.
Okay, what kind of bass you play?
Well, I play precision mostly.
Great. I like Fender P. Look, how about Brother Bosco? I want to play Touristy song here, Yakisvar.
Yakisvar,
okay. Sorry for the bad pronounce.
Nice.
was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. Yeah, my little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey. About it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way. Hey, hey.
In Uganda, in a light blue suitcase, I woke up in Uganda, in a light blue suitcase.
product, the 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 product, of capitalism.
But I thought that was okay with me.
Ovde dojdete. Nigde.
Waka Pedro Show. With a little delay game there.
I just had some
like. We had Teresi join Yakzvar, which is a reference to like a good thing, a tough thing. And the boss was telling me he channeled J.D. Salinger and Holden Caulfield for that. Then we had the Beat Farmers with Happy Boy. Last week I drove 2 hours each way to be on stage 3 minutes to sing the Happy Boy song. and political song from Mike Jackson. Boy, they played it slow. But it was a trip. And you know, Belly Up, actually Solana Beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Man, so much driving. It was raining like a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of rain, but when it comes,
it comes. A day for it.
After that, we had M.B. Jones out of Pusan with Woke Up in Uganda. Dietrich and Barnes with Philae Lands on Comet 67P, Cherminov, Gary Rashminko. Dietrich, that's John Dietrich from Deerhoof. And then Sun Watchers with Eugene Chadbourne. He did a Professor Huge, Dr. Huge. He did a album with these guys, maybe New Jersey or something, and all variations of Minuteman songs. So this is them doing the product.
Pitching.
And it is trippy. And then Bernays Propaganda after that with Mojata Maria. And we know Brother Vasco, right? In fact, the Turisti, the album I have is on his label, right?
Yeah, of course.
Little Balkan.
Yeah, okay. Little Balkan. No, Little Balkan. Balkan, Big Balkan.
Okay, Big Balkan. Okay. And then Dragon Blue out of Tokyo with Inconvolution. And finally, Levo Ili Desmo, Turisti.
Yeah.
What's that song about?
Well, it's about love.
About love, okay.
Most of the songs from our first album are love songs.
That's okay.
It's about waiting and feeling of loneliness.
Yeah.
I think from the I have to say, from the position of the young man, young boy.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Turisti. How did Turisti start?
Well, I always had a idea of that kind of music, that kind of mix of genres and things that I prefer in music, so I was building the concept of the band for many years, and I used to play with lots of bands and decent players in Belgrade and even in region in Croatia especially. So when I get the fine equipment in my apartment,
yeah.
I start to record myself and with great help of my younger brother, who is good at digital programs and sampling and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's how we start, and the name Turisti. Actually, my girlfriend Yelena, she gave us that name.
And what is it? It's tourists, right?
Yeah, it's like Annie Lennox, the same tourist. Yeah.
So it kind of started off like Dave Grohl, like a one man band, Foo Fighter.
Well, in a way, yeah.
Okay.
More like a back, but okay.
Do you remember the first Turisti gig?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us.
My good friend of mine invite us to play in their big show probably the greatest place for concert in Belgrade, and before that I played him and I gave him an album, and he was like he was thrilled, blown away with the album.
Yeah.
So he was like, Bosco, you need to play before us. And so that was a good call for me to start the band, and we start to, you know, jam a lot and practice a lot. So yeah, that concert was our, you know, how to say, launch rocket.
Oh, launch. Yeah, okay. And what was it like? Was it scary?
Well, in some way, yes. I didn't felt that type of, you know,
I was nervous,
you know. I was a little bit nervous.
You didn't have confidence.
Yeah, well, yeah. In some things, I didn't. I must say.
I'm same way. I was lucky. I had D Boone, and he was very brave. So I would just look across the stage at him. It was like, you could not be afraid with that guy going. So, yeah, I kind of had training wheels. So, how was the reception? How did the people like?
Yeah, well, it was crazy. I have to tell you, it was very crazy. People react like the days they're seeing Turisti for, you know, 100 times, 10 times before that. They were very thrilled.
Yeah, because I have to tell you, you know, first Minuteman gigs, much stuff thrown at us. Yeah, the worst is batteries. They hurt. I mean, cups of piss, used condoms, bags of shit, bags of vomit, paper bags. So when they hit you, they rip open and get all over you. Full beers, unopened beers, they hurt.
I read about, you know, that period.
So I'm always interested in people's early gig reactions with the crowd. Because we,
I know.
But you know what we used to tell ourselves? Mm-hmm. A farmer would say, if you want a good crop, use a lot of manure. Keep it coming, yeah, motherfuckers.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people, yeah, seem to have positive reactions. You know, in the old days, the scene was very small here in Southern California. So, not very popular. And then if they only liked one kind of a band, one that played really fast, you know. And so if you were a little different, they let you know.
Mm.
Now, we have a saying here. The nail that sticks up gets hammered down.
Oh my God! Yeah, I know. I mean, I know everything about it. I'm a, you know, big American hardcore punk fan, so I read a bunch of those.
Oh yeah, I'm in that book. Yeah, mm-hmm. Steve Blush wrote that. Yeah, I think he made a movie version of it too. Okay, mm-hmm. So I'm curious. In Belgrade, is there a lot of clubs to play?
Well. Not really. So
what did Turisti do? Play other towns, like small tours?
Well, not in this moment, but I have plans to, you know, to take a good tour in ex-Yugoslavia countries. So far we played in big cities from our region, such as Zagreb and Ljubljana, yeah. And Belgrade, of course. But we'll see in the future how things will, you know, go.
Sure.
with gigs.
Yeah. I was just curious, you know. I heard the Gun Club is closed now, right?
Yes. Now it's, you know, Electro Pioneer, the new name, and the old members of, you know, club are there.
Oh, okay. I really had a good time there. It was a good pad, good sound. I like
it. Yeah, good sound. Yeah. I know. I club by the good sound.
And then I remember after the gig, maybe 3-4 hours with you and Brother Koya. Yeah, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Discipline Kitchme had a great concert there. I remember also.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, he goes way back too, to the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Incredible cat. You know, we got to do a 4-way record with them. Last year, and Brother Vasco and the Meloman.
Wow.
The Meloman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it was great experience. We covered each other's songs.
I know.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think this version he had a U.S. lady singing.
Uh huh.
Yeah. When he went to England, for a couple years.
Yeah, of course.
Told me. You gotta have him on the show because his life story is incredible. Look, we're at the end of the first hour of the January 10th, 2019 edition of Wap for Pedro Show special guest for the Vasco in Belgrade there. And also the Fratelli. You don't hear them, but they're sitting right here. And Brother Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hold tight for hour two! January 10th, 2019 is the second hour of the Wap for Pedro Show. Watford Pedro Show. Started off the second hour with Triste doing Nemaj Chemu Desa Nadish.
Good feel. Good feel.
Good feel. after that, Spain, brand new, Laurel Clementine. Dragon Blue, Hades Park. God, I played some last hour too. Sometimes it's face like that. Guy by Voices with John the Croc. City Living, Round Eye, in Shanghai. Zeus, which had drummer man Paolo, who was here in Pedro for a week, with Forza Bruta Ram Attack. And then Stefano Palia and Xavier Iriondo with Untitled Improvisation. That's something live they did together. Stefano, too, was here to record a third El Sogno de Marinari album, Terzo. And I was telling Brother Bosco here, also we made a tribute, part of a tribute for Glenn Branca, along with Toulon, France guys, Hi-Fi Club. Now, to get to Brother Bosco here and the Turisti story, tell us how this project came.
Well, basically, it came from my, not from the basement, but from my, you know, my so-called boys' room, right?
Okay.
Where I used to live with my parents, right?
Right.
In my room. So I started to experiment with some kind of blues tunings, right? Open D, like the Book of White.
Book of White. Tunings. Right, great.
Yeah, question. Book of White and Fred McDowell and Skip James, you know.
Oh, yeah, great. Yes.
So, you know, I started to, you know, play some riffs and, you know, pick some, you know, good lyrics and, well, those were my first steps, you know, towards Turisti, right? And very soon after that, my younger brother Jimmy started to, you know, just jam with me with the lyrics and with songs. So then we start to record our music on the computer. Right, so Jimmy doesn't know to play any of instruments, but he's a young fella from the new era, so he's very capable of doing electronics stuff on computer, right? Okay. So that's how we managed to mix the blues guitars and, you know, basically the blues songs electronic beats and samples and stuff like that.
Okay, so like one foot in one world, another foot in another.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, that's very interesting. You know, because why should there be any rules anyway? When it comes to creating music.
I mean, I was very inspired by Trout Mask Replica also, by Captain Beefheart.
Sure, great album.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a great book written by Mike Barnes. It's a biography on Captain Beefheart, and really suggest you reading it, because he goes over all 12 records, I think, 17-year career of Captain, and he really gets into the making of that one. They spent almost a year practicing that thing, and actually he tells you in there he never practiced with them. You know, he'd give them ideas, Drumbo would have to get it all together, and when it came time for the words,
Trout Mask Replica.
Yeah, when it came time for him to sing the words, he had never practiced, and Frank Zappa recorded it, and he said Captain didn't even put on it. headphones. He said a little of the music came through the glass, you know, in the studio, but he did that thing like kind of blind, trippy thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Minutemen was very inspired by Captain Beefheart, too. Yeah. I'm going to bring Brother Matt and his spin psych. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Brother Matt, seems time for the spin cycle. What cool. You got in store for us this episode?
Very cool. You know, Tuvian throat singers? Tuvian throat singers?
Yeah, right.
So there's this dude, Paul Pena. He's old blues dude. He used to play with Muddy Waters, and he's blind. And blind dudes, sometimes they can't sleep right because they don't know it's dark or whatever.
Right, right.
And so he'd be up at night playing around on the shortwave radio, and he discovered the Tuvian throat singers out of a radio Moscow.
Yeah.
And so he started tripping on it. He got a couple of different Braille dictionaries, and this was like early 90s or late 80s, so really internet wasn't happening.
Right.
So he did all his research and figured out how to do it. Then this Tuvian group, he was in San Francisco, came to town, and he went backstage to introduce himself and meet them. And then he sang them some of their songs in their own style and blew their mind. And so they invited him back to Tuva or wherever.
Yeah, right.
And he took part in this big competition, ended up winning. So he's the champion dude. So this is a little clip here. It was kind of bitching. Tuvian dude looks like Genghis Khan, this getup, playing his little two or three string banjo thing.
It's Mongolia. Huh?
Yeah, I think so. And this dude's playing slide, and they're just jamming together. So it's pretty bitching. This is from a clip from a documentary called Genghis Blues.
Okay.
The girls don't exist, but they've been my hand. Six logs, 6 points of view. Materialism. Sing out a book. My hand. $50,000 words, $50,000 translation. Idealism. I'm thinking of Russia! I'm dying!
Brother Matt, thank you much for delivering that dose of Spin Cyclists. What made you do what you did to us this time?
Well, I had some new tunes, so that was new Riptides, Peepotica there. We had some Law in there also, new Law. And wanted to finish up the other second half of that Minuteman set up in San Francisco, 1981.
First time we played the city.
That's cool. Historic show.
Is that a trip? We were scared. But I'm glad we were there to do it. I mean, it was the beginning of a whole buttload down the road. The trip about it was, and even the next band, Firehose, never stayed in town after the gig.
Oh, he's powered home.
400-mile hell rides. Sometimes Thule fog.
Man.
And then in the old days before we had our own boat, borrowing what we called affectionately the prayer, the black flag you call, which was like, scariness falling asleep at the wheel. But the prayer kind of had some device built in because a trash truck had backed into it. So the driver's hatch wouldn't close all the way. Plus, you didn't have to be distracted about the meters. Gauges, none of them work. So with that big old, maybe 5-inch gap.
Kept the breeze throwing.
Well, the wheel man had to, he's obligated to wear about 10 coats and scarves and sunglasses at night, whatever, because you had a gale force wind just blowing on you.
No snoozing in that seat, huh?
But the what was really scary was the Thule fog. I mean, some of that
stuff in the middle
of San Joaquin. You
get hundreds of cars piled up.
I remember hearing one. Luckily, I heard it behind us. I could hear the horns and the screeching and the booms.
Oh, man.
Booms, booms. But it was behind us.
Wow.
Dudes, like, you know, we got big rains right now. Mm. Other people driving like assholes.
Yeah, don't slow down one bit.
Fucking, anyway. After Firehose, I started conking in the city after the game. I think Richard fucking Bonnie moved up there.
RFD got
Lisa. I had some conk head. Connected. Anyway, thank you so much for that.
Certainly. Exact pleasure.
Okay, back with Brother Bosco here.
I know.
Back to Therese.
We don't have a bass player since I'm the bass player who plays guitar in this band.
Okay.
So we try to, you know, to accomplish the so-called 3D space between the samples, electronics, and drums and the guitar, right?
Okay. That's really interesting. Well, you know, there's bands on purpose that don't have bass players. I don't get that, you know. I'm always thinking of this poor, lonely kick drum.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I mean, I always, you know, felt sorry about it because, you know, we didn't have a bass player. But maybe in the future I'm going to, you know, translate from guitar to the bass because, I mean, basically, I am the guitar player, but I think that I find my true, you know, character while I was playing bass.
Whoa.
So, hopefully,
I like to hear
writing songs on bass.
You know,
I need to say that sometimes it's difficult to me to sing and to play, you know, to sing over the bass lines.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I know about that. I
try to Paul McCartney, you know, style, but
yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I have to, like, kind of beat it into me. I just have to do it over and over again and finally less and less mistakes. Yeah, there's no easy way to do it, especially sometimes they're almost in competition with each other. But
yes.
We're at the end of the second hour, January 10th, 2019, Dishwap Pedro Show, special guest of Bosco, Turisti. Hold tight for hour three. January 10th, 2019, it's the third hour of the Wap from Pedro Show. We'll be right back. Watford Pedro Show. We start off the third hour with Pusty Choveka. Brother Bosco?
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
Well, Pusty Choveka, the English translation is let the man live.
Ah.
Something like let the man. Yeah. And well, the true meaning of a song, I mean, the lyrics is some sort of, you know, response to, you know, let's say social and political repression
yeah.
that we are living here.
Exactly.
Yeah, but also I must say from the, you know, from the young man perspective, something like that.
Sure. And then we played something from Stanislav Zabic turned me on to this. This band from early 80s, I guess it was still Yugoslavia, and they were called Topakova Krishna Pesci. And
they played
a song called Zvijedza. No, Zvijedzda. And I couldn't believe this. These guys played tighter than Minutemen. It was great. I love it.
Nice.
I love it.
I mean, that time in Yugoslavia, you had great bands. And funny thing is, I used to talk with Brother Koya about, you know, Yugoslavian art rock, or we say Yugoslavian new wave.
Yeah.
And he was like a Sherlock Robota, which was the first band.
Right before the Disciplina Cucina.
He was like, he gave me some, you know, very decent arguments about that they started a new wave before the, you know, worldwide new wave.
Right.
But I was like, hey, Brother Koya, you forget about the Mission of Burma. Mission of Burma started, they were older than, you know, Sherlock Robota.
Of course.
I mean, it's very interesting for me to you know, to look for you know, our I mean, Yugoslavian and Serbian tradition of you know, punk rock and new wave.
See, I don't think people knew about this stuff because we didn't get the music over here. But I know people in those days could travel, so you guys heard music's outside. Maybe Brother Koya didn't know Bishop of Burma, but. I remember talking to people and they brought back records. After that we had Yurt from Dublin doing Cicada, and then finally Turisti with Zagedno Sanyamo.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Let's dream together.
Yeah, people. Shlubo is. You know, they say shin shin for like.
Cheers.
Close to, yeah. And in Japanese, it's a fucking console. It's funny about language. Anyway, this tune I want to play now is called Neya Vladja Propast.
Yelena, please help me. Neya Vladja Propast.
I hope this is not the end.
Okay. That's a great way to... This is because this is final music for this edition. Let's listen.
Thank you. struggles, fear of light, tinted goggles, far too bright. Consciousness is only possible to change, and change is only possible through movement.
Perception, where there is no movement, all pleasure is released.
Watt for Pedro Show, final music for this edition. Turisti with Valda Propast. And then out of Rotterdam, Stoma with Tinted Goggles. And out of Baltimore, or Balmore, like they say, yeah? Mold Omen with Witch State B1. And finally, Mladi Čovek, Turisti.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's this Mladi Čovek? Sounds like a guy's name.
What is it?
Yeah, I haven't a master's in language yet, so you have to tell me.
Well, it means, Mladi Čovek means young man. Young man. Okay. Just simply young man.
And you know, a lot of your explanations with the songs, you always say perspective of the young man. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, I mean, sometimes music's for pretending, right? John Fogerty born on a very Northwest body. Very Northwest. Okay. What's next for Teresa?
You mean our future plans?
Yeah, that's what we mean.
Well, we are finishing our first EP, and also we are working on a new album, second album. So these days I'm pretty busy in my studio. Me and my younger brother, we make a good studio, yeah, for us. It's not like a recording studio, but it's a decent one for, you know, for jamming and playing around and, you know.
Well, the album sounds great, but you're gonna do it the same way, just you and your brother. You're not using the guys that you play gigs with.
Well, I do. I will record with some, you know, other musicians too. well, some new songs that I'm working on. I played with a awesome jazz drummer from Bellevue. Who actually played with David Binney, you know, great saxophonist from LA.
Sure, sure. I tell you, that drummer Brother Koya has in the new Disciplina Kichma is really good.
Yeah,
that guy smokes. And then, you know, Brother Koya plays bass with a wow, okay? Mm. So there's no room for a guitar. But he's got a guy on drums, his lady sings with him, and then a guy on harmonica.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of power to you. Or a quartet. Yeah, it's trippy, but it's bad.
They sound very great.
Yeah, incredible band. He's a big inspiration to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, really, music is such a bitchin' thing, bringing cats together. So I wish you guys all. Do you have a name for that studio?
Well, now we are calling A Man Cave.
What's it called?
Jimmy, my younger brother Jimmy calls our studio A Man Cave.
Oh, Man Cave.
Man Cave. but we took that, you know, we took that name from my friend from Zagreb, Niko Potoša.
Yeah,
who actually produced you know, Turisti album?
Ah. Yeah. How did you get connected?
Well, you know, through the Facebook actually.
Really? So sometimes the fake look can do some good shit.
In this situation, Facebook did a great.
There's a question about the fake look thing. You call your band Grupa Turisti on the fake look page.
Why?
But Brother Vasco says, no, just Turisti, because that's what it is on his Bandcamp page.
Mm-hmm.
So the group has group? Band?
Well, the band name is Turisti, right? But Grupa Turisti, Grupa means like a band, you know,
Okay.
Or like an orchestra, you know.
Okay. I was kind of confused by that. And where can people find you on the internet? Just there?
Well, we are also on YouTube and Bandcamp, and we have our Instagram page too. we're young ones. You know?
And Brother Vasco, his is Veliki Balkans?
Yeah, Veliki Balkan.
Yeah, Veliki Balkan with the Bandcamp. So people, please check that out. He's got an incredible amount of releases. Wow. And it's only like a couple years old, his label.
Mm-hmm.
Like that cat is very industrious and driving.
Yeah, he's a tough motherfucker.
He is a tough motherfucker. And what advice, if some younger guy was asking you for advice in music, what would you say, Brother Bosco?
Well, probably the first thing I will say, you know, to stay focused,
yeah,
and to, you know, to play tight.
Okay. I like this idea. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, okay? It's really a big honor for us, huh? Beautiful. And we want you to keep on keeping on and keep that keel in the water. But like I said, it's okay to challenge the people, I think, with some expression. That's been the January 10th, 2019 edition of the Watt for Peter Show. Brother Matt, thank you so much for your always essential evening event. Fratelli, I know we didn't get to talk, but I felt your vibe.
Glad you're here. Glad you're here.
Okay, Vala, one more time, Brother Bosco. People out there, it's been...
thank you so much.
You're right back. Watch for Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.